If you got your Bibles, let's go to Joshua chapter number 24. Joshua chapter number 24. We'll start there in verse number 14. Joshua 24 and verse number 14. And I'll give you what the Lord's give me, and I'll get out of the way.
Lord, you have been real good.
Pray for me tonight. Says here, it says, "Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood in Egypt and in Egypt, and serve you the Lord." And this is a real familiar scripture. I've preached out of this scripture probably four or five different times, but I've got something that the Lord laid on my heart this week. But it says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you'll serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Thank you for standing. You may be seated tonight.
Ahead,
and
brother.
I was thinking this week, and I cannot hardly remember where I was at, but I seen this sign. You know, everybody's got a sign in their house. Maybe hanging over their door or something like that. Especially a lot of Christian people has got it. But it says, and on that signs it says, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And I want to preach to you tonight. There's some decisions that you're going to have to make when it comes to serving the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, every day that we live and, you know, every day, I mean, whenever you get up of a morning, do you go to bed at night? I mean, it's just a spiritual warfare.
Sure.
You know, there's a warring in our members. You know, one's going one way, one's going the other way. And, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but that's how it is with me a lot of times. And, you know, there's always a fight going on, a spiritual fight. And, you know, which direction that we ought to go. And I got to thinking, you know, about some decisions that we have to make every day. I mean, some decisions that we make in our lives. I mean, just in general, when it comes to serving the Lord. And, you know, I tell my Sunday school kids, I mean, you know, they'll sit in there and they're still under their mom and dad's roof. And, you know, they have to come to church. They're, you know, I know all of them's parents, they make them come to church probably. I know, Kevin, you say, you know, whenever it gets Sunday, your boys are probably going to be in the car coming to church. I mean, about here, it's a personal decision. And you know, I was thinking in a verse here in verse number 15, it says, "But as for me and my house," it says, "we will serve the Lord." And but it's here, I noticed where he said, "as for me." So it is a personal decision. I'm not just serving the Lord because Kevin Sexton told me to. I'm not just serving the Lord because my wife does. I'm serving the Lord because it is a personal decision. Luke 9 and verse number 23 says, "And he said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." So it is a personal decision when it comes to serving the Lord. And so, I mean, right now, I mean, a lot of times people, you know, people in church, a lot of times, Kevin, they'll shout or they'll want to say amen or they'll want to do this or they'll want to do that just because everybody else is doing it.
Sure.
You know, they'll come to church because, you know, that's just what we're supposed to do. Because somebody's going to get mad at me if I don't show up. Or somebody's going to be coming to the house if we don't show up. It is a personal decision. I don't come to church based off what everybody else does. I don't believe what I believe based on what everybody else believes. I believe what I believe because of the Lord Jesus Christ and because this Bible. This Bible tells me to serve the Lord, so that's what I'm going to do. So anyways, tonight, that's what I'm telling you here. I mean, we don't just serve the Lord based on what everybody else does. We all don't serve the Lord the same, Kevin. You know, I mean, we don't all worship the same. We all don't praise Him the same and things like that, Helmer. So it is a personal decision when it comes to serving the Lord. He says, as for me, He's going to serve the Lord. So, I mean, that's where it starts at when it comes to... I'm going somewhere with this. Just go with me if you don't care. But it's a personal decision. That's where it starts at. It's a personal decision. My family is not going to want to serve the Lord if daddy's not serving the Lord. My boys are not going to be interested in church if I'm not serving the Lord. If I don't bring them to church, they're not going to be interested in it. You know, if me and Haley don't talk about the Lord in front of them or talk about church in front of them or, you know, anything like that, if that's not a common thing in our home, they're not going to be interested in it. So that's what I'm saying. It's a personal decision that starts with me. It starts with you. So that's the first thing when it comes to serving the Lord. It is a personal decision whether you're going to do it or not. And I don't know about you, and I already said it once, but a lot of times, I mean, it's every day. I mean, it's something, you know, are you going to, it's always like there's two ways. It's either go with God or go with what everybody else is doing. But I'm not interested in conforming. So that's what I'm saying today. It's a personal decision whether you're going to serve the Lord or not. That's what it starts with. So here in Luke 22, verse number 42, says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
That's right.
You know, it ain't up to us.
Right, brother.
It ain't. It's what the Lord wants.
Hey.
Whenever it comes to making that decision, and then the Lord calls the shots.
Yeah.
So, and then Matthew 6:24 says, no man can serve two masters.
Hey.
This is where I'm going here.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's always like there's two different decisions we got to make. Or it's like we got a decision whether to go this way or whether to go that way. So, and then Matthew 6:24 says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. You're never going to be in the Lord's will if you're serving the world. If you're going with what, if you're conforming and going with what everybody else does and saying, no, I'm not going to go with God today, you're never going to be pleasing to God. And you're probably going to be miserable. So it's just like Kevin said, I mean, there's joy in being in the will of God. There's joy in it. So that's what I'm saying. It's a personal decision. And it's a real important decision too. Because if it was, I mean, honestly, if it was me and, you know, and things like that, but anyways, I mean, if I didn't make that decision, Matt, to serve the Lord and raise my family in church and try to be in the will of God, my family would be shipwrecked.
Sure they would.
We wouldn't be here right now.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I mean, we wouldn't. We probably wouldn't be in church.
Right, brother.
I mean, and neither would you.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. It pays to go with God.
Hey.
It's important to go with God.
Yes,
it's important. You may not think it right now. You say, well, you know, I'm coming to church and I'm doing everything that I can. I'm trying to do what God wants me to do. I'm not seeing anything happen in my life. Just stay consistent.
Hey.
Keep progressing.
Yes,
and everything's going to be just fine. The Lord's going to reward it.
Go ahead.
So that's what I'm saying. It starts with a decision.
Yep.
That's what it starts with, a personal decision. One decision can ruin your whole life. I know everyone's heard that. I mean, everybody's heard that. Their parents probably told them that. You've heard the people in church say it. One decision can ruin your whole life. And that's a fact.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it took a long time to, you know, I'm still young. I mean, it wasn't really that long ago when I was Davis's age and Zach and Elijah. I mean, it wasn't really that long ago. And I messed up a whole lot. But I did do something right. It's following the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And I promise you, it pays to serve God.
Amen.
So that's what I'm saying. It's a personal decision. And today, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. But today is the day that you need to make that decision.
Yes, sir.
Quit riding the fence. Quit saying, you know, quit. You know, Bible, I mean, I just read it to you in Matthew 6:24. It says, no man can serve two masters.
Right.
You can't serve the world and serve God. It just don't work. I mean, that's just all there is to it. It just does not work.
Yep.
But anyways, we see that it starts with a personal decision. And the next thing that I was looking at, it's a positive decision. And then here, what I mean by it being a positive decision, it says, you know, it says, but as for me, it was personal. It says, in my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yes,
he didn't say that we might serve the Lord.
Right.
He didn't say that we might serve the Lord on Sunday morning.
Hey.
We might serve the Lord on Christmas. We might serve the Lord if it's convenient. He said we will serve the Lord.
Hey.
We will. So it's a positive decision.
Yeah.
It's not something to mess with. It's not something to be in the gray area over. It's not something to ride the fence on. It's a positive decision that we have to make. He said, we will serve the Lord.
Yep.
We will. Now, how many people in here today are interested in serving the Lord? How many people say, we will serve Him?
Yep.
Not just because, I mean, I'm not saying that, but here, whenever I was thinking about that and reading this, he said, he never did say that we might. He never did say, like I said, that when it's convenient or whenever we feel like
That's
it
right.
or anything like that. He said, we will serve
yeah,
the Lord.
Thank God.
He never said he's going to try. He never said that, you know, if his schedule lines up right. He never said if the weather ain't too bad. He never said all these excuses that we always have.
Hey.
I had a long day at work. I had to do this. I had to do that. We'll try to make it. We'll try. I mean, I've heard that so many times, Josh.
Go ahead.
You ask somebody come to church? Well, we'll try.
Try.
Or you'll hear someone say, well, we're trying to serve the Lord.
Go ahead.
We're doing the best that we can. I'll tell you what, right now, I'm going to serve Him.
Oh.
I mean, I'm that positive in it. It ain't something that we're supposed to ride the fence on. It says, He said, we will serve the Lord.
Hey.
That's not a choice in my house. We're going to come to church. I mean, that's just all there is to it. I mean, Jens may not know it. I mean, he acts like he's happy whenever he's here all the time, but a lot of times Jude might fuss about coming to church.
Go ahead.
You know, he'll be at home and he'll be playing with his toys and, you know, doing them things that three-year-olds do, running wild and stuff like that. And I'll say, Bubba, it's time to go to church. I don't want to. I'm playing with my toys.
Go ahead.
Too bad. We're going to church whether you like it or not.
Hey.
I mean, that's the thing. But you guys think that's funny, but there's people right now that are probably not here tonight because their kids told them they felt like they didn't want to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the truth about it. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be rude. I mean, that's just how the society is today.
Yep, that's true.
But it's a positive decision. We will serve the Lord. And, I mean, like I said, he acts like he's happy whenever he's here. And everybody, you know, he's always smiling and running around and stuff like that. Gets up and sings. I mean, he loves it when he's here. It's just getting him here sometimes. I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about. Yen's got kids too.
Yeah.
Whenever you start taking them away from what they're interested in, say, but he's getting now on Saturday nights a lot of times. He'll say, Daddy, we got church in the morning. Yeah. And then on Sunday evening, a lot of times he'll say, it's about time to go back to church.
Right.
And Wednesday he'll say, today's a church day.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that makes me feel good that he knows when it's time to come to church. It does. It does something for me. Because he's starting to learn that, you know, the days of the week and the days that we go to church on. And it makes me happy. And he don't fuss about it as much as he used to. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, we are coming to church. That's what I tell him. Too bad. No matter if you like it or not, we're still going to church. People say, well, that's mean. Or that's rude. No. No. Kids don't call the shots.
Right.
Kids don't call the shots in my house.
Hey.
So anyways, it's a positive decision.
Hey,
so he said here, he said, you know, the first one he said, for me, he said, as for me. So that's a personal decision. Then we've seen a positive decision. He said, we will.
Yep.
And the next thing we see is a plural decision. He said, as for me and my house,
right.
It's a plural decision. We will serve the Lord. So we see that he said, my house. So my house is going to serve the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Bro. We're going to come to church.
Hey.
We're going to try to do what the Lord wants us to do and try to be right and try to do right and try to act right and all these things. Try to be, try to do what the Lord wants us to do and be what the Lord wants us to be.
Hey.
That's what I'm saying. If it was just me wanting to come to church all the time, and I'm not going to throw my wife under the bus or anything like that. She wants to come to church as much as I do. But I'm just saying, I'm just doing an example.
Right.
If it was me, if I'm saying, Haley, let's go to church. No, not tonight. No, I'm staying at home, Scotty.
Go ahead.
And then the next Sunday rolls around. Haley, it's time to go to church. Or let me just flip this around. Hey, Scotty, it's time to come to church.
Go ahead.
Or Scotty, let's get ready. It's time to go to church. No, I'm going to lay out tonight. And then the next Sunday rolls around. Scotty, let's go to church.
Go ahead.
No, I don't feel like it today.
Yeah.
It don't work like that. This is a joint thing.
Go ahead.
It's hard to have one person in the house saying, let's go to church, especially if it's the mama.
Go ahead.
I guess I'm preaching to daddies tonight. I don't know. I mean, I've not been in this thing real long, but I am a dad. So, I mean, I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. So that's what I'm saying. It's not my wife's place to make me go to church. So that's what I'm saying. It should be a plural decision. Everybody should be on the same page. Everybody should be on board with this thing. He said, as for me and my house,
right,
we will serve the Lord.
Hey.
So it is a plural decision. So that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't just be somebody always saying, hey, honey, it's time to go to church. Honey, it's time to go to church. I shouldn't have to be reminded when it's time to go to church. Whenever I get home from work on Wednesday night, I don't have to have someone tell me to go get my church clothes on. And Sunday morning, I don't have to have somebody to roll me out of the bed and say, hey, Scotty, wake up and let's get ready for church. I know what day it is. I know what that time is set aside for. That's what I'm saying. My whole family does. I mean, we make preparation on Sunday morning to get up and make sure we're ready. And make sure we get out the door and make sure we get us something to eat.
Yep.
I mean, things like that. I mean, everybody's on the same page.
Hey.
I'm not trying to like build my family up or anything like that. That's just what we've always done.
Go ahead.
And I'm sure that you do the same thing.
Sure.
You know, it's a special day.
Hey.
When it comes time to serve the Lord, I mean, you should do a little extra. You know, it requires a little more. You know, you get up and you put your best clothes on, or you put, you know, what's you know, all these things. You fix you some breakfast. You know, you make sure everything's perfect and everything's right, and you go to church. Man, you know what I'm talking about. You do it too. So that's what I'm saying. It's a plural decision. I mean, Allison's probably not in there saying, hey, Kevin, it's time to get up and go to church. It's Sunday.
God.
I mean, like I said, I'm not trying to be funny, but that stuff really happens.
Amen.
I mean, it may not happen in your home. It may not happen in mine, but it happens in somebody's home.
Right.
And it's sad.
Yep.
It's not up to mama to teach the kids about the Bible.
Right.
It's not up to mama to say, hey, it's time to go to church. That's what I'm saying. It starts with me.
Yep.
It starts with you.
Go ahead.
Dad. Yep. It's a personal decision. If you want your home to serve the Lord, if you want to serve the Lord, if you want your home to serve the Lord, it's time to step up and do something about it.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying tonight. It's going to be a plural decision.
Yep.
Everybody's going to get on board.
Yep.
You know, 1 Timothy 3:5, for if a man know not how to rule his own house, how should he take care of the house or the church of God?
That's right.
I mean, there's the decisions that we have to make.
Yes.
Whether you're going to go with God or you're just going to do what everybody else is doing. But I can tell you right now, everything will work out a whole lot better if you just go with the Lord. Next thing, I'll give you this and I'll be done. We seen it was a personal decision. He said, as for me, it was a positive decision whenever he said, we will. A plural decision whenever he said, my house. And now, we see it's a progressive decision. He said, we will serve the Lord.
Yes.
He didn't say that we're just going to serve the Lord tomorrow. He didn't say that we're just going to serve the Lord the next time we go to church.
Right.
It's progressive.
Yep.
Something that just keeps going.
Hey.
You know, I mean, you think about, you know, I guess the best way I put it is moving forward spiritually. So, keep progressing in this thing. You know, the Bible says, 2 Peter 3, 18 says, but grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. So it's a progressive decision. This ain't just something we're going to try out for a little while. It ain't just something that we're just going to take on a test run, Brother Delmer. This is something that's just going to keep going. Keep continuing. Keep progressing. Keep growing in the Lord. Keep serving the Lord. It's not just something that we're going to pick up and drop like a bad habit. So that's what I'm saying tonight. I mean, something that's just going to keep progressing. Hopefully keep getting better. Hopefully, you know, he says grow in the knowledge and the grace. You know, hopefully keep growing in this thing.
Yep.
Trying to be what the Lord wants me to be. A progressive decision.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, you made the decision whether you want to serve the Lord or not. And you see here, he said it's a positive decision. He said we're going to, pretty much. It's a plural decision. He said my house. He said we're going to. And now it's a progressive decision. We just got to keep doing it. I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, just keep serving the Lord. Keep trying to be what the Lord wants you to be. Keep trying to seek the will of the Lord in your life. Try to be what God wants you to be. So that's what I'm saying. There's some decisions we got to make when it comes to serving the Lord. I'm done preaching. I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Kevin.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. That's good.